All right, we're back now with Salem City Councilor Conrad Prosnewski, retired Salem Police Captain. And Conrad, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Good, Rick. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, such weird times. I don't, you know, obviously in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. And I know you're on, you're brand new to the Salem City Council, the biggest vote getter on back in November, which seems like forever ago now. And I do want to get into that, but first I have a you know, knowing you for so long as a Salem police officer back in my days at WESX with Al Needham, I just wonder what it's like for a police officer to have to go to a residence or an accident or someplace where you don't know what the situation is in terms of who you're dealing with. In other words, person could have some kind of a sickness and you have to, you're the first guy there before before the rescue squad or the fire department, or you're dealing with something that is just kind of unknown. What's it like, Conrad, to have to do that? Because I know that you and so many other Salem police officers do that really on a regular basis.
Well, you know, Rick, in these times, we're in kind of uncharted waters. I don't think that there's anybody that's working for any police department that hasn't experienced anything like this at this time. I know that we've always responded to all the medical aids in the past, and we've always taken the precautions, you know, whether it was somebody that was, you know, seriously ill with, you know, with some kind of a disease. You know, we had some precautionary things in our bag to be able to take care of ourselves while we assisted fire or we assisted medical. But in these days now, this is a whole new ballgame, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our guys have been given, I know it's the police department, have been given, you know, the full suits, the gloves, everything that they need in case they have to go in there. But in all reality, they're not even responding immediately to some of the medical calls just because of what's been going on. They let the medical personnel go in first, and they'll stand by for assistance in case we're needed.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't know that. That certainly makes sense. You know, what an awakening for you to end up Salem City Council during all of this, because it's been a nice, smooth ride, I'm sure, right?
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, talk about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. That's kind of what it felt like. It's kind of a lot of the same issues, but in a different arena. You know, the whole thing is about quality of life for people and you know, representing the people, and you kind of do that as a police officer. You know, for years and years trying to help the people out in Salem, and finally some I managed to get elected and top the ticket.
What are some of the things that you guys are doing now? Because I know that you've gone to the remote meetings, I guess, and I'm just looking at the subcommittees, and the one that stands out that you're on, public health, safety, and environment. So from a city council point of view, what is happening? What's the agenda for you guys?
Well, as you probably know, and I think the public knows, all our meetings are now being held video conferencing. We've been using the Zoom platform, and it works all right. You know, there's plus and minus business over our computers. You know, I think the plus side would be the fact that more people can join in to these meetings. More people can observe the council meetings, can participate in the meetings much more than the council chambers could hold. Public hearings or our council meetings inside the city chambers, you know, there's nothing like listening to somebody when they get up to the podium and speak, and you can see in their eyes and their face the passion in what they're presenting. That's something that you really don't get on the virtual platform that we've been using. So, and of course, there are some people that aren't even connected. They don't have the ability to do that. We are on SATV. They're live, but again, you're hearing their voice. You're not seeing their face and it's a little disconnect there.
Yeah.
So I think we're all hoping that this all gets back to normal so that we can continue business as we used to do before, because at least in my opinion, even though we're reaching a bigger audience on Zoom, I think having the ability to see people face-to-face is a big plus.
Well, I think it's going to be a long time before things get back to the way they were, if they ever do. Governor Baker today, I guess, shut down all the schools for the rest of the year, which seems to be fairly prudent, either anecdotally or otherwise. How are business people reacting to this? I talk with a Gloucester businessman, and it's really pretty devastating for a restaurant owner.
And you know, Rick, in Salem, a lot of our people depend on the restaurant business. I think we have over 120 restaurants in the city of Salem. That's hit us hard. There's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, I hope people are trying to take advantage from, you know, from the federal funding and state funding that they can, anything that they can get in to keep their heads above water. But this has been a very, very trying time. And your hearts go out to the people that lost their jobs. And then the people that kept their jobs, you have to take your hats off to them. They're working twice as hard to keep us going with what they've got. So, yeah, it is. This is a tough time, no doubt.
What is there an agenda for the next city council meeting, or when is that scheduled to be, the next one?
Well, the next council meeting will be this Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And I guess, and then it'll be on Zoom and on the SATV for the Salem audience. The agenda, I haven't got it yet. That actually comes out this afternoon. I am sure that the mayor will give us a briefing on what's been happening in Salem, COVID-wise and business-wise. I know that the city has got some really, really in charge of the many different aspects to help other people out. Besides the department heads that are working to maintain the city, there's an initiative called Salem Together, where there's over, almost 600 volunteers, and everybody that can help out is kind of put into a category under directions of other people, and people in Salem have really, really stepped up to the plate to mm-hmm. help out. But again, you know, we're all pitching in to do this together, and you know, it's nice to see people reaching out and holding each other's hands and trying to get each other through this. But you know, God knows we've got to get through this and get through it soon.
Yeah. What kind of correspondence have you had, either by email or from phone calls from your constituents? Is there anything in particular that they've been asking about?
You know, we've been trying to keep people informed with the numbers, the city's Facebook page and website, and also I've been trying to copy and paste some of it on my own Facebook page, just to keep the people aware of where the city is at and what the city is doing and what is available out there. The concerns that I'm hearing, just the devastating loss of jobs, Rick. I mean, you know, people are out of work, and this is tough. You know, I'm just praying that our economy gets rolling back as soon as possible.
Okay. Conrad Prosniewski, former police captain in the city of Salem, also a Salem City Councilor at large. Anything else you want to mention, Conrad?
You know, I don't think so, Rick. I think, I think it's incumbent upon all of us as human beings to reach out to one another to make sure that we're okay. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of that happening. There's a lot of good stories, a lot of silver linings. You know, keep our head up. We're going to get through this. We are. And we're going to learn to be aware of your neighbor and be ready to help out when you can. That's all.
Well spoken. That's Salem City Councilor Conrad Prosniewski with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.